This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Victoria's opposition leader Matthew Guy is reportedly under pressure from sections of the Liberal Party to give children access to gay conversion therapy. A motion by a conservative Liberal branch has called on Victoria to offer counselling out of same-sex attraction or gender transitioning to patients who request it. The Victorian Liberal Party president has reportedly blocked the issue from being debated at the party's annual state council meeting later this month. A controversial proposal being considered by Queensland's state government would allow children to be identified as intersex or non-binary on their birth certificates. The paper, which has been commissioned by Attorney General Yvette Dath, is looking into whether gender-neutral terms could be incorporated into birth, adoption, and death registers. The state's current Births, Deaths, and Marriages Act hasn't been comprehensively reviewed since its introduction in 2004. Victoria police are currently appealing for any witnesses of a recent homophobic attack to come forward. A man, named only as Brendan, was approached by a group of men on Smith Street in Collingwood at 2:45 a.m. on January the 27th, where they confronted him with homophobic slurs before beating him and fleeing. Brendan said he no longer goes out at night by himself and is always looking over his shoulder. A former Newcastle cab driver is facing possible contempt charges in the New South Wales Supreme Court after more than a decade of hateful rants and a failure to comply with legal orders. John Sunol allegedly subjected cab passengers to his diatribes against gay people, Mardi Gras, and Muslims, as well as posting inflammatory and discriminatory comments online. He is now facing possible contempt action, potentially leading to jail time, after consistently failing to comply with the tribunal's orders and making abhorrent allegations against a tribunal member on his blog. Screenwriter Dustin Lance Black was reportedly singled out and accused of shoplifting at a Gold Coast supermarket last week. Black is currently in Australia with diver husband Tom Daly for the Commonwealth Games. He took to social media to complain about the supermarket encounter, writing, "Was just stopped and accused of shoplifting at Woolworths in the Gold Coast. Then out of countless folks with bags, a search was demanded of mine. Thanks for the warm welcome to Australia." That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Talkback radio host Alan Jones has called out Rugby Australia and Qantas over their handling of the Israel Folau controversy. Jones says the organisations have been gutless over Folau's anti-gay comments as he has gone unpunished and Qantas have not terminated their sponsorship deal with the Wallabies. He also says it's laughable that Qantas object to Folau's remarks as they are affiliated with Emirates Airlines. Folau met with rugby bosses earlier this week and while he avoided sanctions, he did admit he could be less disrespectful in expressing his views. Aussie Casey Dellacqua has announced her retirement from tennis. Dellacqua called it quits in a Facebook video, saying she wants to spend more time with her family. She told fans that she will look back fondly on her career and loved wearing the green and gold.
If there's one thing that I'm going to miss about playing professional tennis, it's playing for Australia. It was always the highlight of my career and it's something that I'll always cherish, having those memories playing and representing my country.
After scoring gold at the Commonwealth Games, diver Tom Daly has called out anti-LGBT laws. Daly won the 10-metre platform with Brit Dan Goodfellow and then took a moment to address inequality in the Commonwealth, as homosexuality is illegal in 37 of the countries participating. He says we should push nations to relax some of their anti-gay laws so athletes can always feel comfortable while performing.
Between now and Birmingham, I really do hope that, you know, lots of countries make change. I mean, I know it's going to take a long time, but, you know, if people don't speak about it, things don't get changed.
Former Aussie diver Matthew Mitchum also spoke out against anti-gay countries, saying many Comm Games athletes are closeted. In other Comm Games news, trans weightlifter Laurel Hubbard has missed out on a gold medal as she was seriously injured during her final lift. The New Zealander was in the lead after the first round of the 90-kilo division, but after going for a games record on her final attempt, her arm buckled. She says the injury has probably ended her career.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.